It's Friday and Jack Robinson is here.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk business on Friday mornings. Seems like we've had a lot of new developments in the proposed downtown Sacramento arena project over the last few days. Coincidence?
Well, yes and no. Two major things happened about the same time, and the other events sort of revolve around those. First, opponents of city funding for the arena turned in petitions with something like 34,000 signatures. So they hope to qualify a measure for the ballot that could derail the project. One spinoff of that is that Mayor Kevin Johnson and a number of business leaders announced a formation of a new group to campaign against this proposed ballot measure. The second event is that the city unveiled an environmental report for the project, which looks at some of the effects that it might have on traffic and other concerns.
So the city and the Sacramento Kings only have 3 years to get the project built. How do they do that if there might be an election down the line?
This is complicated. If the petition qualifies, there would be two ballot measures. One in June would ask voters if they should get to vote on it, and then assuming voters said yes, then another ballot measure in November would ask if we think the city should subsidize the arena. So the city and the Kings would have to wait a year if they wanted to make sure that this issue was cleared up before they started work. So that doesn't seem very practical. And at least some of the city council seem to feel the city should move ahead at full speed regardless. That means that potentially the project could be approved and the bonds issued before the June vote. And that could make, in other words, it a moot issue once voters get a say. The other thing to remember here is that it's not at all clear the project opponents have the signatures they need to get on the ballot to begin with. To qualify, the petitions will have to have relatively few bad signatures among them. And the counter petition, the one with 15,000 people who say that they want their names removed from the first petition, they would have to have a lot of bad signatures on that in order for this thing to end up on the ballot.
I've been noticing a lot of new microbreweries around town in the past few months. Of course, boutique coffee places still reign supreme, but is beer becoming the new coffee?
Or maybe the new yoga. I don't know. It does seem like they're everywhere. But seriously, I think the better comparison is to wine. Our food writer, Ed Murrieta, counts something like 25 microbreweries that have opened in the last 4 years, and there's every evidence that this trend has staying power. The big thing lately is these so-called nano-breweries. They're essentially beer bars with brewing equipment in back, and very stripped down, sort of minimal. Some examples are Track 7 south of downtown, or New Helvetia on Broadway. And these places typically don't serve anything but their own beer, not even food, although that food trucks will park nearby.
What about brew pubs? Are they a thing of the past? I know that was a big trend a few years ago.
Yeah, and they are still going strong. They're sort of the more expensive version of the nano brewery. These are breweries that also serve food. But, you know, these tasting rooms, these nano breweries are essentially another way, a cheaper way to get into the beer brewing business. You know, one thing I find fascinating here is that Ed says that California regulations are very business friendly when it comes to beer. It's a lot easier and cheaper to set up a shop and to deliver to restaurants and stores compared to Texas, for example. It's a lot cheaper and easier to start a brewery here. And that's helping this nano brewery trend really take off.
We got more news this week that residential development in downtown Sacramento appears to be gaining momentum. The owners of the Capitol Towers apartment complex are planning several new buildings.
The developers call this Sacramento Commons. Some may remember that investors bought Capitol Towers about 18 months ago, and they've unveiled plans to increase the density of homes on the property. It's a pretty sparsely populated piece of land in a downtown between 5th, 7th, and P Streets. So the details are still in flux, but the project could include a new high-rise tower and a couple of mid-rise buildings. What's interesting about this is that, you know, it shows the appetite for living downtown is really driving developers to move ahead with projects, as we've noted before. We'll be seeing a lot more of this in the year ahead.
A couple of weeks ago, we talked about slogans that local business people came up with to market the Sacramento region, and I hear that a winner has been chosen.
The runners-up were Do It Here. I'm glad that was not a winner, personally. And Real Life Grows Here. The winner was No Off-Season. So this exercise was so successful that organizers are planning to keep the process rolling with another gathering in February at Sleep Train Arena to further work on the idea, and with a focus on inviting creative directors and artists and advertising people to contribute their ideas. So it'll be interesting to see what they come up with.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can check out our website for previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.